WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. Kansas City December wheat opened at 6:37, and it was up 9 3/4 on the open. The March contract at 6:56. Up 10 and one half. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street at 5.95. The open there, up 6 1/2. March, 6.17, up 8. July, 6.44 1/2, up 9 3/4 on the open. December corn open at 4.20, up 8 1/2 on the open. March, 4.38, up 8 1/2. May, 4.50 1/2, up 9 1/4. July, 4.59, up 7. September, 4.66 1/2, up 6 1/2. December, 4.71 1/2, up 5. Of course, that's the 2009 contract. December of 2010, 4.69 1/2, up 8 on the open. November beans open at 9.40, up 12 on the open. January, 9.56, up 12 1/2. March, 9.69, up 12 1/4. May, 9.81, up 14 1/4. July, 9.86, up 15. November of 2009, open at 9.87, up 12 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 255.80, up 3.70 on the open. December, 263, up 6.30. December soybean oil opened at 39.32, up 11 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at CME livestock, October live cattle opened at 91.20, up 20 on the open. The December contract opened at 93.80, up 80 on the open. October feeders opened at 97.80, up 85 on the open. November, 96.75, up 57 1/2. October lean hogs opened at 65.75, down 22 1/2 on the open. December, 61.75, up 65. February bellies opened at 88.60, up 145 on the open. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 93.60. It's down 28 points. The NASDAQ 18.02, and it's down 43 points. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Stock market started off the day like gangbusters, has since come back to earth. Slightly negative today, but I suppose actually a close below yesterday's settlement wouldn't be a especially bad thing given the meteoric rise we saw yesterday.
Well, I mean, Dave, we overdone things yesterday on the top side as far as the stock market or the Dow Jones is concerned. Not necessarily in each individual stock, but some of what's going on that way. We had some overexuberance because we were oversold. We had some tremendously good news from the European banking community, and then this morning we hear what we consider to be good news for the U.S., but, you know, along the way we're still a ways away from re-energizing the credit system. We're a ways away from re-energizing the retail system here in the U.S. because it's really set back, and it's government implemented, which means it's going to take a lot longer than what it really would like to take if it was handled by industry itself.
So does that mean, in your mindset, that grain traders at the Chicago Board of Trade and Kansas City will, for months on end, continue to fixate on these outside markets to the detriment of what's going on in the fundamentals and technicals within the grains?
The answer to that is yes, Dave. 100% right. We were called sharply higher. The overnight traded sharply higher. We saw overseas markets higher in the overnight. And then as we neared the open this morning, crude oil went from positive to negative. The Dow went from wildly, up 300 points to unchanged right before the open. And we saw the opening range contracted in, to half the gain that they were looking for, just a half hour before that, Dave. And now as we even look at it, we're seeing beans down a nickel rather than up like the 20 cents in the overnight. All of it is pretty much paying attention to the outside markets.
Well, then, I guess we need to spend some time with more general questions. And that, frankly, is, if you're a grain hedger, what do you do about this?
Well, that's the hard part, because we're really not playing the fundamentals in the grains. We continue to hear very good corn yields. We continue to hear all over the board bean yields. We're out here, and it's still trying to get in our heads whether how we react to those 2 million acres that the government found more or increase in the bean acreage. Is it really there? The farmers themselves are not selling now. They're delivering on their contracts, and once they're full, most of them are putting in the bin at home or storing them at the elevator. So there's not a lot of movement of excess grain over what was contracted at the moment, Dave. So, that's one of the things. Is it time to store this grain or not? Probably so until this economic market shakes out, because we do think that these improvements by the government, will eventually help, and the fundamentals will kick in and we can kick back up a little bit.
So does basis then tighten after the harvest, or are we going to see the erosion of export demand and other demands?
That is the big question, Dave. And the export demand is going to have to pick up a little bit for us to see an increase in basis. Now, we've got two things going on. These lower prices, generally the lower the price compared to the higher the prices, the basis narrows. Number two, we're not seeing much farmer movement of unpriced grain at this point in time. Generally, slowness of that can help the basis. But it takes export demand, and we're going to have to see that pick back up again. The one thing that is on our side is the freight rates have dropped so that some of the countries can. But that's where we've got to get the credit, the letters of credit rolling and easier to obtain. We saw that China's been a very active importer of beans last month, and we're looking for other countries to pick up some of the slack here. But tremendously good corn harvest. And the beans out here, like I say, for right now, we do need to see some pickup in export business.
The freight rates drop is a chicken and egg thing, is it not? Are we looking at because of cheaper oil prices, or are we looking at because the demand is not there and thus they don't need the ships?
Unfortunately, it's the demand's not there along with the oil, but it's actually more in the demand, Dave. And that, of course, once again, we would love to see large amounts of freight needing to be booked, meaning the products are moving and export business is strong. So it's one of those. The good news is the prices to ship it there are cheaper. The bad news is the demand is less.
So as of 9:57 on this day, are you bearish or bullish the corn market?
I am waiting for a dip to buy the corn market. From this point on, I guess you would have to say long term, a little more friendly, but I would like a dip to buy.
And a similar scenario in the beans?
The beans, yes, the same respect. I think that we can take them back down just a little bit farther here, and then we can see not the kind of rallies we looked at before, because I think that some of that is gone because of the lack of the large investment funds that aren't out there anymore and aren't going to be viable to push this market $2 beyond its logical top. But a rally back up to the $11 mark is not out of line at all.
And then a rally, what, 450, 475 in the corn?
Yeah, I think somewhere, depending on how far down we go and what we look at, Dave, 450, of course, is the first goal. And then, of course, anything between there and $5 is within reason.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Look at the current tick. December wheat in Kansas City, 622, down 5 1/4. March, 646, up 1/2. At the Board of Trade, December wheat, 583, down 5 1/2. March 6.13 up 4. December corn 4.14 up 2.5. July 4.55 up 3. November beans 9.21.5 down 6.5. Take it out to May of 2009, 9.71 up 4.25. Looking at Ed Kieser's extended forecast for the two-state region, he says that showers will continue in many areas on Wednesday night before tapering off. Coverage of rainfall through Wednesday night will be 80 to 100%, but amounts in most areas should stay under half an inch, and in many locations will receive less than a quarter inch of rain. Thus, delays in harvest operations should not be too long-lasting. Another round of scattered light showers may occur on Friday. Amounts on Friday should remain light and coverage under 50%. Dry weather is expected Saturday through Monday. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.